Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hello and welcome to the Wild Magic School Bus. We're so glad you could come aboard. My name's Zach, and before we begin our adventure, a quick word of warning. This Dungeons & Dragons podcast may contain fantasy violence, language, mature themes, and other sensitive subjects. Listener discretion is always advised. Now, if you're ready, let's find our seats, make sure your bus buddy is accounted for, and let the adventure begin.
I always want to end on a fire volcano. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Wild Magic School Bus, the most unprofessional D&D podcast you shall ever hear. I, of course, am your DM, Calvin Piper, and these fine people play the game of D&D with me. Tonight's prompt players, you go around and introduce yourselves. If you had to watch a movie every year, what movie would that be?
My name is Michelle. I play Nell Webb. We were talking a little bit about it earlier. It'd probably be Twilight, because there's no movie that truly...
Which one?
The first one.
Okay.
That makes me laugh as hard as that movie does, and it's not supposed to.
That is really fair. I've put Twilight on mute at when I was at the Rochester. Mm-hmm. Rochester. And it's hilarious.
The baseball? The baseball
hilarious.
Scene kills
it's
me.
Good.
Just good. The first movie?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Weird Dutch angle baseball set to Supermassive Black Hole is one of the most inspiring cinematography choices I've
And
ever
what
seen.
A wonderful song. Soundtrack, great song. Banger.
Great soundtrack.
So is this a movie that we don't already watch yearly?
It can be if you want.
I love that this is the question that everybody's like, we
oh
have
my
to
gosh,
think about this.
Christina Perry's A Thousand Years is in there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars' It Will Rain?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Paramore's
Heavy in Your Arms?
A Thousand Years was the reason that song was popular. Mm-hmm. Twilight made A Thousand Years popular.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It exploded after that movie came out.
I'm pretty sure it made Paramore a little more mainstream than they
yes.
already were, too.
Yes, it did. Yeah, for as bad of a show or as bad of a movie as it was, it made waves for sure, mm-hmm. for sure. So,
that's crazy.
Anyone else got any movies they watch yearly? Or?
My name is Zach Kuyat. Oh, I've never done my last name. I don't
Whoa.
Think.
Whoa!
Dox yourself.
I do. I play Kestis.
His phone. No, hold on.
No
Let me
last
tell
name.
His phone number. Your phone number.
And I live at
555.
I play Kestis Thimbleweed. He's a centaur druid. And outside of the handful of movies that I do already watch at least every year, I think I would add Jurassic Park 3 to that canon.
Really?
Because I just, every single time he is woken up on the airplane and the velociraptor is sitting across the aisle from him, and it goes, Alan.
Okay.
That's yeah, worth that's... it to me. I will watch the whole movie to get Alan at least once a year.
Time. Yep, that's fair. That's a good one to do. That's a good one to do.
It'd be like 365 days of anticipation for that one.
For that one thing.
I think the problem is that then you have to watch another hour and a half of Jurassic Park 3 afterwards.
Yeah.
It's worth it, though?
But I think it's worth it to get one good Alan.
Just annually, yeah.
So
yeah.
I do... hello, everybody. This is Drew. I play Connie, the human monk. I do watch Moana multiple times a year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like six times a year. So... that's an admission right there.
Six times a year.
Well,
that's like every 2 months you get the itch again.
To be mm-hmm. fair, for a while it was like while I was cleaning.
Oh, it was like a
at the Airbnb. It would just be like
okay,
and mm-hmm. then like you know,
make way. As you're cleaning
sing
up
along.
People's crap, you're just yeah. saying you're welcome all throughout.
Exactly.
The
house. Yeah, the whole absolutely. Thing is very pertinent. Yeah. Like it makes a journey out of cleaning an Airbnb, and it's just the right length of time as well. But I think if I was going to add one, it would be my favorite movie of all time, Some Like It Hot. Ooh. Billy Wilder classic, starring Marilyn Monroe, Tony Curtis, Jack Lemmon. It's brilliant.
I don't think we very could nice. Have gone in more opposite directions with the answer to that question.
Yeah. I bet you.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My name is Matt. Play Zook Magoop, male turtle, wizard 6, level 6. My favorite movie, which is funny because I didn't like it when I first saw it, was... the J.J. Abrams masterpiece, Star Trek, from 2009.
Okay.
It's got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
The one with Benny Cumberbatch?
No.
That's the sequel. I mean, okay. I like that one, too,
that's
but not
the one
as
where
much
they're,
as...
like, diving down that umbilical. Oh, yeah.
It's the one with Chris Hemsworth for a little bit.
Yeah.
That's, like,
yeah,
his sure. first movie.
Like early think. Chris Hemsworth.
The,
yeah.
the earliest yeah. Chris Hemsworth.
And then Marvel said, dibs.
We got this guy.
kill him now, dibs.
We're scooping
he's
out
Kirk's
Chris.
Dad?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. he
if
is.
If I were to add one to the rotation, because mm-hmm. I already watched that one at least once a year.
These beads rolls gave me strep, by the way. I'm just warning everyone.
They gave you okay. strep?
These have been here for a week.
Terrible. Go ahead, Matt.
Recency bias, maybe, but really love that movie, Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh, yeah. I need to see that.
Yeah, you do. Oh, yeah, you do.
It's a really good movie.
You've watched it?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it.
Those are both two movies that in various that. Sequences I feel like I'm going to cry.
No,
it's like,
okay.
He's my
wife. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hear that. I hear that.
What? Okay, what headspace do I have to be in to be okay to watch that movie?
Which one?
Everything Everywhere All at Once. Like what?
I hear it's a rollicking good time.
It's very fun. Just yeah, in the space
any
where
kind
you
of
can sound, pay attention
it sounds
to.
Like it sounds okay. like it's going to be way too deep and in here and make me go all like, you know, fugue state
like
for a couple
existential
days.
And stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
okay.
it's supposed to be
no,
fun.
Just so long okay. as you're able to pay attention to.
Yeah.
It.
Okay.
It's pretty absurd, but
okay.
in a fun way.
It's
not like the message
too,
down the rabbit hole. It's not like it's
okay.
Kiwi Kwan is a treasure.
Yeah.
I'm Will. I play Barrios. If we're going the Kevin James route, I would probably go with Here Comes the Boom.
Ooh.
Great film
good
about
movie.
You know, math teachers becoming yeah. UFC fighters.
Anyone yep. mentioned Kevin James?
Well, the whole process
was inspired by Till Death.
By
it
Paul
was.
That was a week ago.
On, yeah. on last year's true. Episode of Till Death Do Us Part, I think it was last year's, one of the bits that they did was they secretly assigned someone to watch Here Comes the Boom instead of Paul Bart-Markov. And they tried to guess who it was.
Oh,
guess
it's such
who
a bad
it?
Movie. No, I think I'd like to watch The Departed once a year.
Ooh.
And spend the next 364 days trying to forget it, so that way when I watch it again, I'm like, shh. God, that's so
right.
good. Mm. So well done.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Do that in perpetuity.
A good what's a movie that you forget's as good as it is when you see it again?
Yeah.
There's so many. There
Twilight.
Are so many of those.
Are like ones that you like just notice something different every single time.
That's Everything Ever Hollow.
Oh, okay. God, what is that movie? Real Steel.
I need to go back to that
the
one. Yeah,
Hugh Jackman,
I like,
Rock'em Sock'em
yeah.
Robots.
I do like that one. Yeah.
Go back and watch it again. You're
Jack'em,
like,
Jack'em Rack'em Robots.
Yes.
Jack'em Rack.
Was that the direct-to-DVD sequel?
It is.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't. Well, that's...
starring
some type of DVD.
Yeah.
Do y'all ever watch those direct-to-video, like, rip-offs of
Atlantic
big blockbusters?
Yeah, absolutely.
Those are...
I mean, eventually.
You did just say Rack'em Jack'em Robots, as if that does not sound like the porn parody of probably a children's toy.
Like, someone... Rack'em Jack'em Robots.
Has anyone ever watched a direct-to-DVD alternative endings to all of those movies that we grew up with?
Sure. Sure we did.
I'm Matty B, and I play Wyatt Masterson, the Heron Gone Rogue.
Yeah, you
It's a toss up.
Yeah,
it's probably gonna be the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Ooh. Ooh. That's a shocker.
I was kind of thinking more that of this.
Okay.
I've never seen
that. Good.
I've heard it's great.
I love that
excellent
film.
Choice.
Fantastic. It
can
color?
I tell you? That made me feel instantly so self conscious about saying Jurassic Park 3. I was like, oh no, that's a way better choice.
Going on these banger movies. Like, oh dang it.
Loki was a TV series.
So that or I'm a real big sucker for baseball movies, so I really liked Trouble with the Curve.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I thought you were going to say Moneyball.
I thought you were going to say Sandlot.
I like a lot of the
Field of Dreams.
I like a lot of
going.
Clint Eastwood's like late movies that he's
he
done,
did make
like,
some really good
Rocky
movies.
Gran Torino is another great one.
The character he wrote for himself in The Mule, where he gets to have a threesome, is just so inspiring.
He's in his mid to late 90s. He gets to have a threesome. Good for him. Oof.
Good
goals,
Lord.
Man.
He's got one more movie.
Yeah,
one more movie.
Really?
Uh huh.
You announced his retirement?
Yeah, he's
his expiration.
He's going to die.
he's 100,000 years old.
They just turned him off.
Yeah.
He's got like one weird like courtroom drama. Yeah, that's what he wants to go out on.
Yeah.
Playing obsolescence with Eastwood.
he plays
an antique store owner. Who gets robbed?
Wait, he's the antique.
Planned obsolescence. He is an antique store owner who gets robbed, and then he takes one of the old Colt 45s out of one of the display cases that he never sold. Turns out he used it when he was in Vietnam. Never forgave himself for what he did while he was there. But in his final ballad, just like in Gran Torino, he goes and he writes the wrong just before dying.
That movie is sick as hell. The thing that you just pitched is a great movie. Yeah.
I have to say the only critique is it needs to be a 44 Magnum. Can't be a Colt.
Give him the Dirty Harry gun.
Has to be a 44 Magnum.
Have you ever seen Backdoor?
Sorry, my bias.
Yeah. Backdoor right. Legacy no, right. sequel oh, to Dirty Harry, though?
Wonderful.
That's sick.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I'm checking out.
He said, do you feel like you're back?
All right.
Wait,
well,
what happened? Trying to deliver a line?
Before Matt says Clint Eastwood's name so he doesn't die after this episode, we'll go ahead and begin. And we'll hop right into... What?
Hold on. Yes. On that note, did anyone else notice that last week we're joking, we're having fun, talking about the shrimp. We had talked about it the week before.
Yep.
Talking about eating all the shrimp in the world.
Yep.
And in the real world,
where's this going?
Red Lobster lost $30 million over the last two quarters because they put on permanent shrimp fest.
Yep.
I'm
Did they
dead
really?
Serious.
So everybody was on that same eat all the shrimp wave.
I'm actually upset that the seven of us have not gone to Shrimp Fest.
We've got
to
do it before that company falls.
Shrimp Fest is all you can eat shrimp, right?
Yeah, you choose two like preparations, and they'll just keep.
Hey, Matt, landed on my birthday. What would Shrimp Fest be if it wasn't all you can eat?
Year round.
Year round.
What's the other thing?
Why would they do that?
It's just a celebration of shrimp.
They said they needed to bring business back to Red Lobster, and they did. But everyone ordered that one thing.
Yep, Cheddar Bay biscuits and scrimps.
I think if we go those in biscuits. There, I think we could take this business
you
all the way
You have to go
under.
With the shrimp scampi because the breaded takes up
too much
room in your in your stomach. But I have put down 127 shrimp to that.
Did you dunk him in the water and just like slide
like
him down
Joey
your gullet?
Kobayashi,
I smell like garlic the next day so bad.
How many?
127.
But it was worth it.
Was that the
Open
best day of
this
your life?
Fucking pit.
And it's just
we made them keep aside
the
there. It was might have been maybe 18, and went there with like four other guys, and we made them keep the little like saucers that are yay big on the table, and we just stacked them.
That's so good. I ate three lobster tails in one sitting one time, and like. It was joyous at the beginning, and like just the idea of I can eat as many lobster tails as I want, and I was
upset. On the cruise?
Yeah, I was like,
yeah. The next day is not great.
at all. No, that's not good. I could literally feel my blood pressure rise.
Oh, yeah.
12 hours.
It's terrible. Yeah.
Yeah. My ring wouldn't come off my hand. I was like, I could feel the pulsing of my heart in my skin. It was tragic. Don't do that, kids.
Why did three lobster tails do that to you?
Lesson from the wise. Don't indulge. Well, overindulge.
It's like they're like pure cholesterol. It's like, hey.
Do lobsters store all of their cholesterol in their tails?
I mean, I think they're just made entirely cholesterol.
No way of knowing.
But we should. Everything was cholesterol. Wait, so where does Kestis keep his cholesterol?
In his tail.
Because if you've got an ass end, is that where it always goes?
I don't know how. I'm not a doctor.
You said what? Kestis is dummy thick. Oh, boy. He's in his Lizzo phase. Kestis swallows a G-string.
Wait, there's actually an answer for the cholesterol in lobsters. I wasn't expecting it.
We'll find out later as we jump into episode 17.
Episode 17 is just about lobsters.
No!
Let her tell us. I won't be able to play.
Of the Wild Magic School Bus. So the last time we were here, the band had successfully completed their heist of the Afterlife Casino, making their way back through the city during the beginning of the People's Celebration, this three-day festival in which the city becomes alive and vibrant with the celebration of the new era. The crew made their way back after their successful heist, got back to the Anthoneum, where they began to identify and discover the items that they procured. The Borrower's Tome, the magic spell books, the strange arcane armor, the sword, and a deck of potential power.
A whole bunch of things.
Returning the Borrower's Tome to their handler, Samia, they had a quick conversation with her in which she reaffirmed her desire to help them and to, hopefully kind of a help me, help you kind of scenario, and officially welcomed Barrios into the organization as a member of the group. But that is where we left the group last time, with the knight still very old, and a celebration underway if they wish to embark on it, or the next day if that's what they want to do. So I leave it up to you guys. The knight / early morning is yours. How do you want to proceed?
Shrimp party!
I'm going to give psychic damage to the next person that says shrimp. I'm dead serious.
Are we going to go out and and
What are you talking about?
I know you're gonna try and find a way to do it.
I'm not. Do it. It's not at all what I'm trying to do. Nothing.
What if we're referring to someone's stature?
No.
If they're sort of little.
If they're little, you can call them small, petite, tiny.
Shrimpish.
No!
Shellfish gathering.
Are we?
Be delicate with me. I'm a sorcerer.
So when I ate those three lobster tails, I was at very severe risk for heart attack.
Yeah.
It's not shrimp. It's lobster. It's different.
Shrimp has been uttered now thrice.
You did it too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was
psychic.
I'll take it.
3d6 now.
He mentioned a crustacean, and you know what he meant.
Yeah, but he knows I was genuinely concerned about my health when I was on that Disney
cruise. You're alive still, dork. Clearly, you didn't have a lethal heart attack.
But now you've taken 9 points of psychic damage.
All of us?
All of you.
Suck it. Guilty by association.
Mind spike.
The mats are innocent.
No.
No, they're all part of this group.
Oh wait,
Calvin doesn't believe in the Geneva Convention, so collective punishment it is.
Have we had a long rest?
Nope.
Yeah, we all decided to rest.
Nine.
Now.
I was saying, this
would be such a
to.
Funny way to kill.
We're gonna
character.
Take a long rest before we do anything, yeah. Calvin.
I keep eating all that stuff.
Thank you, man.
Me really. Hey, I think we should go sleep off all this food.
Maybe we all head home for the night. And
how long does this?
Enjoy the
How
next
long
couple
is
days.
It's a multi-day.
3 days.
Oh yeah.
What
yeah,
day
yeah.
Is
you
it?
Know the first night is never the best one. They're ramping up. I've heard about it.
All right. Well.
And you actually have a place you need to be on the third night.
Fights.
The final fight takes place on the third night
nice.
Of the celebration.
Well, then I better get some rest.
Yeah, I'm down to party on the second so. Day.
All right, game number two. Where should we?
Hands are swollen from all the shrimp.
Where shall we meet up?
You won't do it. You're not gonna do it.
I didn't mean
it.
Hey, Calvin, it was accident.
It was an accident.
1 point.
What? For everyone?
It was accident.
It was
by association.
It was
by association.
But Mr. DM, it was accident.
Go take a long rest.
I better not trip on my way.
The next morning.
For the evening, if we're going our separate ways.
You're all sleeping in my room.
Yeah,
oh
we're all
my
gonna
gosh, yes. I don't feel
sleep
good
over.
To go home.
Yeah.
No, Kestis definitely does not want to spend the night in the room with everybody.
You can sleep in the hallway.
Sure. This
we'll
is
get
far,
to throw
far too
some
much
hay on the
far too much human activity. So far too many people and crowds for the day. Uh-huh. He's gonna head back towards the orphanage and to his stable out back.
Sure.
Yeah, he tells us he's in the hallway, but he just actually leaves.
He's gonna take the backpack off and
climb
pull out the box and stare long and hard at the deck of many things.
Use it.
There is something about it that being told not to touch it makes him really want to touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
Touch it.
And he...
It'll
there's,
fall
there's
off
a,
if
there's
you touch
the,
it.
The first hour Pinch when he it. Lands there is just staring there thinking about it. And he finally picks it up, puts it back in the bag.
And
but then he
said
but then he pops on the
helmet
and tries to attune to the armor.
Okay.
Just the helmet?
So you,
he fits it on as
yeah,
best
so
you
he can.
He wakes
on,
up a puppet of a small boy.
You fit
boy.
On the armor. And it's beautiful armor. It's got like a lacquer to it, the dark kind of brownish, almost black, with this just kind of a red hue to it that kind of reflects in the light a little bit. Studded leather, so it has these kind of silver rivets that run across the majority of it. As you put it on, you can feel almost like... You can feel the leather almost like mold to your body. And after you begin your attunement process... it forms very well. It fits very nicely. You have attuned to it.
Stud
so
for a stud.
You... once you don the armor, you begin to feel this just kind of... this weird kind of disjointedness almost for a moment. Almost as if you're... almost as you're floating outside of your body, but not. It's like you feel like you could have an out-of-body experience, but you're not having one. It's a weird sensation, almost like you're floating, but not really floating. It's weird, especially because you are essentially two entities formed into one fantastical fey creature. You become more aware of that fact every once in a while, but it's bothersome, but it's not bad. But you do feel as though you have a pretty insane ability that you could activate. And the more you focus on it, at one point, you feel this out-of-body experience. You open your eyes and you look in front of you in the stable. And about 30 feet away, there's another you just standing there. It's translucent, but it is an exact copy of you.
I try to wave at it.
It mirrors your...
It's not waving back at it.
No,
like
it's mirroring your
waving
your
into
movement.
A mirror? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's mirroring your movement.
Huh. You know, I took a lot of guesses at what this might do, and that was not one of them.
You kind of like watch it for a moment, and you watch as Lawrence like pops out of your pocket and just kind of looks over at this thing. So looks back at you, looks back at this
is
thing.
Is there a little Lawrence?
There is not a little Lawrence over there.
Okay. So Lawrence is not equipment.
But he is staring at it for a moment, then looks back at you, and then kind of looks down at your hand, and then like looks back at the copy, and you kind of hold your hand out, and do you cast anything?
Oh. Interesting. Yeah, I try to let an infestation cantrip go, just sure. Like a small swarm just
release
of
a couple
something.
So you release it from your hand and you watch as the bugs kind of fly off into the night. Then you look back at the copy, and you cast it again. And this time it doesn't come from you; it appears in the hand of the copy.
Oh, interesting. Well, Lawrence, what do you make of that?
Looks up at you, looks up at it, blinks, and just kind of, and then goes, before it goes back in your pocket, looks up at one of the bugs, and then goes back in your pocket.
I'll have to remember that, Lawrence. I'm sorry I haven't tried that before. Well, that's an interesting development.
Mm-hmm. And after a few moments, it shimmers and disappears. You feel in that moment the magic of the armor kind of wane and kind of.
That it was like, the magic of a family he never knew.
I had a brother.
It fades. The magic fades but doesn't go away entirely. You feel as though it's a limited ability.
Sure.
So, but yeah, you have. Mechanically speaking, as a bonus action once a day, you may cast a translucent projection of yourself. That can make attacks and cast spells from that self.
Interesting.
That self is also immune to all damages and conditions.
Oh.
And it ends after your turn.
Does.
So it like lasts a turn. It can do something
so
on that turn.
So, beginning of your turn. End of your turn.
It's a really, yeah. Really cool 6 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Does this have a name?
I will say this, just. Out of game. I may amend that to be the end of your next turn, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, it's a brief, it appears, you can use it, and then it is. But it is a, from your immediate perspective, it looked identical to you. It was translucent, but it wasn't to the point of like, what is that? It looked like you. So in theory, it's also a strikingly good visage of you that could pass off to a glance as you. So
very interesting. Does this item have a name for the purposes of putting it in here?
I cannot tell you.
Okay. Interesting.
You do have studded leather armor. And I will send you the text of it. Perfect. So that you can have that, but for the purposes of this I cannot give you all of it.
That is ominous.
Actually, you know what? You of all people, I think, could handle it. Actually, handle it. You'd be able to do something with it. So yeah, you get Voidwalker armor.
Oh.
Okay. I feel like you could take the information and use it to like better your character. I feel
the
like
the rest of you guys are dummies.
No, it depends on like. There's only so much metagaming you can do when it comes to stuff like this. So I'm trying to. Like balance that, but
yeah,
I think
sure.
I'll see what you do with it. So
sure.
But yeah.
Interesting. Well, that's okay. All right. Strange day.
As you're kind of like thinking, you're like, oh, that was weird. You hear this. What's that? You turn around immediately and can see, like, looking over the edge of the stable is Williams looking at you, just like giant eyes. Like,
I wheel around and I take the helmet off and I stick it in the bag and I go, oh, hey, Will.
Hi.
I had some work today. Did you get anything done you get enough for dinner, that sort of thing?
Yeah, yeah. It's all good today. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Was the meal anything worth having?
Oh, I mean, I could try to get you some if you're hungry.
No. I had a little bit of something at the job. So I'm doing just fine. I ate a bit of shrimp on my way out.
Excellent.
That's how you do it.
Gotta kill Connie at this point.
Connie was just lying his head on his pillow.
2 points.
All right. Ew.
Will
he's not
nods,
in the room
like,
with us anymore.
With that's good. So it's a good job. It's good for you. Yeah.
It's been great. Actually, it's exciting.
Good.
And I've found some new stuff.
Some very cool stuff. Yeah.
Which is exciting. That's great. Made a little bit of coin.
Oh, excellent.
And I've actually learned something that I was thinking maybe you and I could head out over to the Grove in a couple of days and I have something I want to try.
All right.
I thought maybe you could come help me out with it.
Yeah, of course, Kate, that's whatever you need. Yeah, I'm more than I'm always looking to help.
Yeah, well, not just yet. You know, go into town.
Oh yeah.
Enjoy the festival. Maybe you know, pick a pocket or two.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not gonna.
True, boy.
the next time this happens, you'll be what, 30?
I can't count, so yes, probably.
I guess I'm not that good at math either. It's so not great. I'm not exactly sure if that's right, but it'd be something like that.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, absolutely.
You should enjoy.
Yeah, I will. I will. I will.
That means dead.
Can you make a perception check for me?
I would love to.
In this life, one thing counts.
13.
It's hard to tell in this light, but Will seems to be hiding his face.
Oh. He got a tattoo.
He's the Mike Tyson.
Yep, Mike Tyson on the side of his
head. He's super proud of it.
Acne.
So, Will, what did you manage to do to meet your quota today?
Oh, you know, usual. I was just, I did lots of banging. And then I stole some stuff, you know, the usual stuff, nothing crazy, nothing like you going off and, you know, doing really cool jobs, just the normal stuff. That's it.
Oh, well, I mean, it's all just work, you know. You want to see, this other thing I found?
Yeah, sure.
Come here. And I pull the mall out of the bag. Come check this out. Come look.
Oh!
He forgets himself for a moment and steps over to see you. And as he steps into the light of the candle you have in your stable, you can see there is a large black eye.
Mm-hmm.
As he's just like looking at your like mall on earth. Wait, what is that? It's so big.
Well,
what?
kind of swinging it around. Yeah, you better be careful. Watch where you keep your head when swinging this.
Pray there's no tables about.
there's like a crate in the corner. Mm. Like, watch this. You just like destroy a crate.
Just splinters everywhere.
That's amazing. Right. It's like magic.
It's. Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
It's because it is magic.
That's so cool.
There's magic on this. There's magic on this. I've got more stuff in the bag that's got magic on it.
You got all kinds of things. That's amazing.
I found a couple of interesting things.
Yeah.
And I sort of tell him about the job and like.
Oh, he listens.
I turn into a spider. And then I snuck under a door, and there was a magical book that I needed to get back. And I saw this there, and I thought, I'll just smash the whole case. I took three books. I took three books. I have this, look, this bag, too. There's magic stuff in it, and the bag is magic, too.
How is the bag magic?
Look at this. And I
sitting there.
Just, like, put him in the bag for a second. Just, like, whoo! So this is how we learned that the infernal bag of holding sends you to hell.
William's a thief. He's going.
Well, yeah, what is
he? He's so mangled you cannot see his black eye anymore. He's just
everything is ruined.
Just a giant scar across his face.
Returned to the motherland.
And I try to, you know, keep him entertained for a little while. Yeah. And you know, let him try his best to pick up the mall. And can't
tries.
Really get it
he
off
tries.
The
ground, it's not but great, but he tries.
It's okay. Hey,
distract
hey.
Him from the very real trauma that he's gone through.
Exactly. Like, hey, we'll train a bit.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
you know, we'll get you doing some push-ups out there. Okay, yeah. I don't actually know how to do push-ups. That's because I can't reach the ground.
Oh, maybe like
so. Are your pecs like super underdeveloped? Your
yeah, probably really underdeveloped. Pectoral
Will would be
muscles.
Able to tell us what that would do. What if you could never do a push-up or a press? Sorry, Calvin.
If you could never do it, well, I mean,
I suppose I could do.
Is it this?
If I had a machine,
it's
I could do
anything that goes
press.
Away from you.
Yeah, is this what you would look like if you could never do a push-up or a press?
Flat-chested as hell.
I take Lawrence out of the pocket. I set him on Will's, like, in the mop of
yeah,
curly
hair
that he's got. I say, hey, what happened here?
Oh. It's nothing. I was stealing something, and they were like, hey, you, come back here. And I was like, you can't catch me. And I hit something with my face.
Did you hit one of those people you stole from with your face?
No. I just hit a wall.
You ran away and you ran right into a wall?
Yes, with my face.
It's only a 12 insight check.
Not hard.
He's a child.
He's a decent thief, but he's not a good liar.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a child or is he a really small Russian adult?
Also, I figured out which circle of hell he would be in.
The liar's circle?
Thank you. Which
yeah, snakes bind thieves' hands behind their back and torch them in various ways.
Oh.
Like black guys.
He probably loved that.
Yeah.
Will, you don't get caught very often.
Yeah, I know.
Were you off your game today, or did something else happen?
She told me not to tell you, Kessith.
Who's it?
Sarah.
Well, since when do you and Sarah keep secrets from me?
Since you've been busy.
Oh.
What happened?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Mamph been trying to get us to do more work. Trying to get us to do things worse than we already do. And I couldn't do it. So she said I had to be an example for everyone else. It's not that bad, honestly. It doesn't even hurt anymore.
No, you wear it well.
Thanks.
Things worse than you already do. What's she trying to make happen around here?
I don't know. She made us. She made a few of us go out and do what we normally do, but she told us that we had to find people who couldn't defend themselves, like old people and like weak people, and she said that like if they put up a fight, then we should fight them back. And I'm better at running than I am at hitting, so I couldn't do it. And she was there, and something's wrong, Kisses. She's angry about something. I don't know what it is, but it's not good.
Will, you're right. You're better at running than fighting.
Yeah.
Stick to running.
But what if I can't run anymore? I mean, I don't have anywhere else to go.
In a few days, you and me are going to work on that.
You mean it?
I mean it.
Okay.
For now, you're better at running than fighting.
Better at running than fighting.
And you certainly don't. If you're going to fight, don't go fight old people. You're never going to feel good at the end of a fight with an old person.
It didn't feel good at all.
You lose, you lost a fight to an old person. If you win, you beat up an old person.
Well, I didn't even fight him. I just ran away. But
that's what you should do.
Yeah, I know.
Thieving is one thing, but
yeah.
I mean, if people are keeping things in their pockets, they're basically asking you to take them in the first place.
I know, right? It's like they're just leaving it out there for us.
It's right. I don't bring the things that I want to keep on me in public. Now, I don't have a lot of things that I really want to hang on to, but if I did, it wouldn't be in my pockets.
No, that's silly.
That's basically asking for me to take it off your hands for you.
Mm-hmm.
Keep thieving. Nothing wrong with that.
All right.
You don't need to fight an old person or a sick person. What's the point of that?
There isn't.
Connie's next match is with a geriatric.
Just a sick
That's
old
what
woman.
I promised Tom Pocket yeah. that grandmas were going to fight.
John Knox coming into the ring.
And it's a real little old sick lady and then Connie with a white wig.
Yeah.
I hold my hand out and I let Lawrence hop into my palm and I put him back in the pocket.
Yep.
I say, hey, you want to sleep out here tonight?
Can I?
Yeah, why not? It's a little more, you know, exposed to the wind, but
that's all right.
Hey, I'm sorry that happened. You didn't deserve that.
It's okay.
I'm gonna try to talk to Mam about it for you.
Okay. If you do, don't tell her I said anything.
No. Who said what?
Well, you said it. I figured you did.
You can keep up. Come on.
Okay. Thanks, Cassis. I'm gonna get some sleep.
It's been a long day.
Yeah.
Let's call it a night.
He
put the mole back in the bag.
Set it back in the bag. He gets a little spot to get some rest and kind of positions himself directly underneath you and just kind of falls asleep there.
Perfect.
But your evening is, while you do get the rest, it is not as restful as it could have been with all of that. Yeah. But
well, there's a lot going on right now.
Yeah. Now you come back to your humble abode as the evening, as you get home. I assume that's where you're going, yes? Okay. And as you come home, you're immediately greeted by the frantically waving arms of your unhurt servant as it's like waving at you and like pointing and like pointing at a table.
Yes. I'm taking my shoes off, gradually making my way over. Yes, hello, I'm happy to see you too. You're a figment of me. Of course you're happy to see me.
It reminds me of like Beetlejuice when he's like, "Gah! Gah! Gah!"
That's pretty good. That's good. I like it.
If you ever produce Beetlejuice the musical, there's your Beetlejuice.
Ooh.
Nice.
The second get one's coming. On
But as you're kind of casually just going around, it is still frantically pointing.
I'm taking my coat off, making my way over. Yes, what?
You come over to the table. There is
Amazon delivery. yeah.
You see your message scroll is open, and there is a note on it.
What's it say?
Where have you been? Where have you been? What's going on? Where are you? Nell, answer me. For the love of Vox, answer now.
Oh.
Nell's got a boyfriend.
I've been fine. How are you? Thanks for asking.
So I'll just go ahead and pin a note back. Well, I'm home now. I was off doing missions for the Ark. Quentin Togglepocket, just so you know, dick. Huge asshole. Unkind. Got his fortune, we think, from a deck of many things. Has recently been robbed. There you go. Maybe that's info you want. Love, Nell.
I don't think love really came across in the decks.
Well, you'd be a little haggard, too, if you got home after all that's gone on and then just... You know, first thing through the door, nobody even says, how are you? What's going on? You know, you having a good time, good life. They just hit you with the questions, and here's what you have to do.
Okay, now, real talk. Are we in a fight right now?
It's the next message that pops up.
You can't convey emotion very well through text.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
L-O-L.
The message immediately comes back. Never mind that. What about the mission?
Well, I think this was a part of the mission. Is what Quentin Togglepocket had a book that belongs to the Ark that he came across somehow. The Ark doesn't know how. They keep them under lock and key, but it's like a compendium of everything, like a library inside of a library.
Do you have the book?
The Ark has the book.
There's a long pause and the message comes back. Nell, Varama has been by. She doesn't think you're doing your job well. I've tried to tell her otherwise. But unless you can provide more information, they're pulling the mission. You'll have to come back.
In order not to compromise anything, I have to be intentional about what I do and do not do, especially with so many others around all the time.
Understood. I'll do what I can to explain the situation. But no, it's gone past my head.
So be it.
Stay safe. And the message ends.
See, now that wasn't so pressing, was it? You could have given me 5 minutes maybe to go to the bathroom to wind down.
Just walks away. Barrios, where do you go?
To the moon.
Yeah, I go back to the...
Why naked in the ditch?
I go to the Hupper, because I know I can hide within my own house pretty easily,
sure.
Even if someone comes knocking. Sure. But when I get close to my house, I'd like to do a little perception before I
Make a perception check.
There to
go ahead.
Make sure I don't walk into someone accosting my home. Mm-hmm. 18.
18. Empty streets.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Then I, still being like super, super paranoid,
sure.
I'm going to investigation check as I walk in my front door.
Yeah. Looking around, checking everything.
13.
House is empty.
Okay, cool. Then I'm going to go through the house and get onto the roof, and I'm just going to sleep outside on the roof.
You fall asleep, and you have a dream. You dream that you are high above the plains of Udall, out in the starless sky, with the moon shining almost like blindingly bright in contrast to the world around you right now. And as you look up and kind of see the moon bigger than you've ever seen it before, more majestic than you've ever seen it before.
Pretty hot.
There is a moment of, you feel this connection, this closest that you have, and then all of a sudden that connection ends. And as it does, you look up in bewilderment, and the moon begins to turn red. But not red as in like a blood moon. Red as in fire. As it begins to hurtle itself past the horizon and into darkness. And you wake up in a cold sweat. Connie.
What?
Do you go home?
No.
What?
Connie does not feel fit enough to go home. He is hurting. Mm-hmm. He had a lot of physical abuse in the fight.
Mm-hmm.
And he took a lot of unexplained psychic damage. He thinks it's due to a high cholesterol in the shrimp that may have caused some brain. Damn it.
Two.
He is really, every moment that he stays awake, oh,
just more painful.
Yeah.
All right.
No. Okay.
So you rest where you are. Nothing crazy.
Yeah, in his room.
In Zook's room. All right. Yeah, so you rest there. The night passes you by without any issue other than just kind of the tumultuous, like, sleeping of the... pile of books and then all the other stuff.
Blankets. They're leather bound. They're a little softer.
Yeah, they're softer. your sleep passes by pretty seamlessly too, Zook. Nothing happens. You've got Connie. Everything's pretty copacetic, except for the nagging feeling of why your dad was in the book and what that means and what does it know that you haven't been able to figure out all these years, but more questions than answers, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Wyatt, where do you go?
Wyatt is actually going to go, now that he's actually had a chance to just kind of be for a minute. Mm-hmm. He's going to go to the one main place that he can remember, and that's the tavern, to try and start there and see if he can piece together why he seems to have forgotten a lot.
Yeah, you head back to the tavern. You find that there's a room for you. Doesn't really seem like much of a, just kind of a room, empty, not much about it. Do you want to make a check of any kind of, while you're in here?
Do you want me to go? I'm gonna assume that I'm on probably a first name basis with the bartender or the tavern keep.
Sure.
Go ask him if there had been, if there had been any people coming around as of late, or ask him questions as far as like, I mean, even basic stuff like how did I get here? Clearly, like, I'm
okay.
Gonna assume that he's gonna know a bit about me since I've been staying there for a while.
Yeah, I mean, you can. You head down to the bar. It's pretty quiet. The owner of the bar, Mr. Connor, is cleaning up after some people have left, apparently. You sit down, get a drink, and begin to just ask questions. Is that what you're?
Evening, Mr. Connor.
Mr. Matheson.
Oh, shields.
Long day.
It's been a long last couple of days.
Hey.
Do I happen to have a usual?
Mostly just ale.
And he sets a ale cup in front of you.
I'm sorry. Unfortunately, I was in an accident, so I really don't. I'm trying to piece together a lot. Like, I wasn't even 100% sure whether I had a usual here.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Something told me to come back here. Do you know why I'd come back here?
You have a room here.
I do. Okay. How long have I been here?
A month or so.
Am I the only one that keeps a room here? Or is it just me?
There are others, but you have been the most consistent, and people come for a few days, several weeks before they move on, but you have yet to do so, and your coin is still good, so I see no reason to break this arrangement.
Well, I appreciate that kindness. Do I ever have any visitors at all? Family? People?
Not that I have seen. No one has asked for you.
Okay, well, I suppose I'm off to bed. Which way is my room?
Yeah. He points you to the direction of the room that you you're staying in. And you make your way. It's a simple room, a bed, dresser, small mirror, little basin for washing. Comfortable, but simple room.
I guess I'll just go to bed.
Your sleep comes to you, but not well. It's hard to get good rest. You keep seeing and feeling these different kind of like images and thoughts, snapshots of things that you weren't really aware of and not really sure kind of what you're seeing. But it's, there's a moment in the dream that you're having where you're standing somewhere, but you're not sure where you're standing. You're talking to people, but you don't know who you're talking to. And then all of a sudden, one of the faces makes sense. It's clear. It's this greenish-gray looking creature with pointed ears and kind of sharper teeth, but with glasses, holding a small book. And you look after it and you're like, is that Arthur Grimm? You know the name. You know the face. How do you know the face? And you see Arthur Grimm just kind of looks at you, expressionless, doesn't really say anything, just kind of stares at you for a moment. And you're like, the last time I saw him, he... And then you look back up in his face and you just hear this... And you look down on your hands and you're holding the weapon again. And you look back up and you can see Arthur falls with this giant gaping hole in his chest. And you look down and you're like, why would I shoot Arthur? That doesn't make any sense. The confusion pulls you out of that dream. You wake up. You look around the room frantically. You're not lying in bed. You're lying on the floor, your sheets and blanket kind of tangled around you. A few of the floorboards have been moved and there's a chest lying on the floor.
Well, I'm going to get up and move towards those boards and that chest and I guess try to open it. Is there a key?
Opens up. Pops open. It's unlocked. Key in the keyhole. Inside of it you find some sort of a dark cloth material, an outfit of some kind. Two black-handled silver daggers in beautiful condition, and a strange device, these wooden handles, well-worn, kind of worn down by the hands that have held them, these wooden toggles, probably about the size of your fist, and running across them about 12 inches or so of finely twisted, thin, yet surprisingly strong metal.
What in the world is this? Does anything kind of come back to me at all when I see this?
Make a wisdom saving throw.
5.
What, do you have any pluses?
Plus
13
maybe?
Big ol' 8.
You can't place these items. And much like Zook, you're left with far more questions than you have answers to. A tumultuous night for many people. And that is where we will leave you all tonight, with the group getting a rest, but more things beginning to come to light. Hopefully more answers at some point. But until that happens, thank you all so much for playing. Thank you all so much for watching and listening. This has been the Wild School Bus. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Later, losers.
2 weeks in a row, dude.
You're so bad.
Drew, how many hit points did you have left?
Well, it says 14. I had it.
You've been listening to the Wild Magic School Bus. We hope you've enjoyed our little show as much as we've enjoyed making it for you. Be sure to come back Mondays each week for a new installment, and make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review while you're there. Those things help us out a whole lot. And if watching is your thing, no judgments here. Our YouTube channel has all the content you need. Speaking of following, you can follow the show on social media too. Just search the Wild Magic School Bus, and when you do, make sure you say hi. Want more than the average listener? Then our Patreon is the place for you. You can get early access, ad-free episodes, and a whole lot more when you join us on the bus. Thanks again for listening. See you next week.
There's a true crime podcast about a murder that happened in Independence, like,
ooh,
6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
No, started listening to it. You know, they're talking about Stadium Avenue, mm-hmm, and all this, like, oh, these are Independence things. And then it spends 30 minutes of the first episode interviewing her friends. Like, she was a really good girl. I could give a fuck. Can we get some information?
Don't.
When we were kids, we used to play it by the train tracks that were in our backyard in the woods. I still look up to her.
I hope to God, if anything ever happens.
Tell me more about streets that I know that ain't.
Yeah. Say Sterling!
If you don't say Sterling, I'm going to throw this whole podcast away.
If anything ever happened to me, not a one of you tell them, her smile lit up a room. I want you guys to tell them how foul I was. Give them only clips of this podcast. Silly my reputation.
Yeah. Yeah, if I ever die tragically, I want people to represent me accurately.
He made me bad coffee once.
No. Was most of the time. He was like fine at his job most of the time, and he was okay to be around.
I'm gonna be real. The only thing Michelle loved more than Calvin was how much she hated everyone else. we could write some eulogies.
Yeah, if you die tragically, I'm going to your funeral and be like, thank you all for being here today. Zach was a cuck.
Yes. That's what I want more than anything. I want at my funeral everybody to give whatever impromptu speech seems the funniest.
Ooh. Oh, because then everyone's got to one up each other. So I'll go first.
So
I'll set the bar.
Keep trying to be funnier. Yeah.
Just try to be funnier. Yeah.
Are we really gonna miss him?
Yeah, Zach. I knew
Are
him.
We really gonna miss
and then no, sit back down. Yeah, I knew that guy. Anyway,
really later. Nice. It's been a while since we've seen each other. Want to hang out after?
Yeah.
Cool.
Jack Kujath was a great guy.
Oh, Kujath. Hit him with Kujath at the funeral. That's really good.
Mr. and Mrs. Kujath, I'm very sorry for your
sake. I knew Zach Kujath for many, many years.
There's one thing I knew about old and Zachary Kujath.
And your last name was one of those words that I learned from
yes.
Me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know what was really great? You know what was really great about Zach and like everyone who knew him or came in contact with him is that we all pretended like he was actually a good singer
and a better actor.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Know,
the
exactly.
Only thing longer than Drew's hair was his age. Thank God it stopped. Moving on.
The aging is over, but the hair will continue to grow.
Oh, fuck.
It's not that your hair continues to grow, it's that your skin recedes from your hair.
There's a huge difference. Oh, goodness.
Zach loved catching pizza rolls with his eye.
I guess I'm the only
that,
one.
The young man never took his eye off the ball.
He's just going to go to... I know Matt Yang so well that I asked him about Japanese culture in earnest.
You have a crisp hairline. Yeah, it's great.
He proceeded to tell me about Dragon Ball.
Told him I loved his culture. Sushis.
Told him I loved
Dragon
his
balls.
Culture and I talked about Vegeta for 2 hours.
Vegeta.
Vegeta. That was the funniest Dragon Ball character that I could think of, and I think it's a Dragon Ball character.
Vegeta. It is. No, we're correct.
Majin Buu is a great name as well.
That is good.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.